Want to go quick here, given the fact it's a football bye week, a great chance for me to go up into the football office, and I saw some things I didn't like on Saturday. Thinking maybe spread offense, 46 defense. 46 defense. Buddy Ryan reference. You don't get those very often. No, obviously, but I think they're okay. They can do without me. We got our hands full. You know, we're 23 practices in, and generally by that point, by this time last year, we had played the number one ranked team in America. To say our guys are antsy would be an understatement. You know, some of it is it's. I take my dog out for a walk, and it's 60 pounds, and when it sees a squirrel, it takes off and kind of yanks. That's how I am with Taylor Braun in practice. Easy now. We got some time. It's different. And I think it's positive. I do. We've been able to stay healthier this preseason. The old mindset of a training camp vibe at the beginning of practice is kind of gone. You just start practicing. And it's really benefited guys like Jordan Auberg, who his back sometimes resembles a folding chair, to be able to give him a couple extra days off. Has helped with guys specifically like him. But we want to play a game badly right now. Any questions?
How's Lawrence Alexander coming along?
Really good. He's hasn't missed a beat in practice, hasn't missed a minute of practice time. Yeah, you'd never know that he scared us within an inch of our lives here last summer. He leg looks good. He looks good. And I'll tell you what, I'm a lot better coach when I've got a good point guard. There's no question about it.
I know Corey Brown, you know, last year came on with really good defensively, the starting four, but offensively probably needed some work in terms of jump shooting, that type of thing. How far has he come along in that area?
Good until the last week. He missed with a concussion. if you see Corey play, it's not hard to figure out how he gets a concussion. He's going to run through the wall. He's going to run through the score table. But he had a great offseason, and he's a hungry kid. He's absolutely, you know, you don't want to overstate things, but he practices as hard as anybody I've ever been around day in, day out. And he'll be back today, so that means there'll be more bruises given out. It's wonderful.
How's Trayvon's outside shot coming?
Really good. Really good. He, you know, it's always looked good in practice, though. It has. I mean, it's always gone in practice. And you know what? His numbers shot 32-33%, which is very serviceable from three last year. He'll end up top 10 all time in three-point makes in our program here by the end of the season, which is kind of weird to think about. But Trayvon, you know, people get you look at him, you think dunks, you think – you know what I see when I look at him? I see the number of offensive possessions he messes up for other teams. That's where his value is. When he plays well offensively, we're pretty good. So hopefully that shot's looking really, really good once we roll out the regular season games. But I do know this, he's also he's a kid that seems to have his big moments in the biggest games. Just the nature of the beast with him and awful lot of confidence in him. I've really enjoyed watching his development over the years.
Coach, how's AJ Jacobson going to figure into the mix?
You know, AJ's going to play a lot against Concordia in the exhibition, and then we're going to have to figure out if he's going to redshirt or not. I feel absolutely 100% comfortable with him on the floor for us right now. He's plenty good enough. You look around, there aren't a lot of minutes to be had on this team. You know, you're kind of weighing out, would you rather have 4 years of 30 minutes a game or 1 year of 10 minutes a game and then three of 30? And then the wild card in that is how healthy do we stay? The good news is that we've got him there if we absolutely need him. And he's a team-first guy. He'll do whatever we ask of him. But much like we did with Chris Kading his freshman year, we went into the season thinking we'd like to redshirt him. We'll have to see how it goes early. Fortunately, with him, we stayed healthy enough we could redshirt him. Probably a similar plan, but I'll have a long, long conversation with him after he plays against Concordia. It's my understanding that redshirting is certainly something that's appealing to him because he's seen firsthand an awful lot of guys redshirt and have it benefit them greatly.
How about your other two freshmen?
Well, Carlin Dupree is our other scholarship freshman. He's been hurt quite a bit, so it's hard to tell. He'll play to some extent or another because he gives us point guard depth, and that we don't have a ton of that right now. Joel Lindbergh's knee is probably going to end his career here, so we just need another guy that can play the point. I wouldn't suggest that Carlin get too comfortable over there on the bench. I think you look long term, it makes more sense for him to play right away. But again, I can't base that 100% on what I've seen because he hasn't played that much. He'll be back here in a couple weeks, and we'll see. Our other freshman, Zach, is a walk-on. We added him in the tryout process, and he is not going to be in the rotation at the beginning of the year. Great kid, works hard, but probably not going to happen.
What was wrong, Carlin again?
Carlin dove for a ball, and Taylor dove for a ball, and Taylor landed on his elbow. It hyperextended, and he damaged his UCL, which I don't know much about the UCL other than it helps to bend your arm a lot.
Tommy John ligament.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll have Tommy John surgery. No, let's not do that. He didn't need surgery. It's going to be a – by the time it's said and done, it's 5 to 6 weeks is what he'll be out. You know, he can do everything else. He's in shape. It's the kind of injury, you know, you injure a knee, you're kind of set yourself back conditioning-wise. But he'll be all right. He's missing a lot of reps, and that concerns me. But other than that, this will heal, and we'll move ahead.
You heard what Taylor said at the end of the South Dakota State game, that we're going to come back and we're going to win it. Does that mean that, I guess for you, you don't need to tell this team what the expectations are because they were already set last March?
You know, We've got a big chip on our shoulder. We do. It's not placed there by me. That fire doesn't have to be stoked by me. We got a hungry group. And, you know, as far as pressures, expectations that go with that, I don't think anything on the outside, I don't think anything can match what we feel inside in terms of what we want to do. That's a good place to be. But Taylor's a pretty competitive guy now, and you know he made that statement right after a game that hurt a lot, hurt all of us a lot. He's put his money where his mouth is in terms of working this summer. He worked out a lot with Woodside this summer, which has been, you know, it's really neat when you're in a program that your alumni come back, they're still playing professionally, and they work a lot with your younger guys. There's still an investment, you know. They can debate whether they were a better team. This is a better team. Here's what I know. They all get along really well, and they all work well together. And I know those guys that made the tournament last time would like nothing more than to see us go again. And I know that the guys that are on the team now certainly have used those guys that are still around as a resource. That's a healthy place to be.
Do you see a correlation between the two teams?
You know, they're so different. Obviously, we were off the charts statistically offensively with that team that went, and this team is kind of off the charts defensively. I do see a mindset that's similar, no question about that. I see a selflessness that's similar, but boy, you know, it's like comparing which kid's your favorite. I enjoy my sons and my daughter. I'm not going to – one doesn't get a better Christmas present every year. I like all my kids but one. You know, doesn't fly that way. But there is similarities, no question about it.
So, you know, offensively, I think there were times where things got to be a struggle. Part of that was with Taylor out. Did anything change? I'm not sure you're still running motion, doing all the things you've done, but is there anything you changed to try to make the offensive possessions a little more efficient?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so far, early returns are good, but real bullets aren't flying yet. I spent, you know, different teams require different things. The year we went to the tournament in 2009, I spent an entire summer trying to figure out how we were going to get stops. This year I spent an entire summer on how we're going to put the ball in the hoop. Huge point of emphasis for us. I know having Taylor back will help a lot. We didn't struggle too bad offensively when he was in the game. The other thing, too, is that when we did struggle last year offensively, our efficiency numbers were good. We still took care of the ball. You know, when you throw the ball inside as much as we do to Marshall and doubles occur, games are going to look a little bit slower. We aren't going to win style points by throwing the ball into the pig farming kid from, you know, Minnesota. It just doesn't work. And you know what? That's good. That's kind of my personality anyway. A lot of people think I've skated to this point in my life with just good looks. There's a lot more substance to me than that, man.
Coach, talk about your non-conference schedule and how you feel that's going to prepare you for the conference season.
Oh, boy. Yeah, certainly we're going to be tested. I'm not sure of the adage that you just schedule as tough as you can and, you know, it really helps you. That can work a lot of different ways. We did it because we had to fill out a schedule. We lost a whole bunch of games with Summit League realignment, losing teams that way. We lost some bracket buster games, and our schedule ended up what it is. That being said, it really, really, really gets the attention of our guys. Particularly our seniors want nothing more than a schedule like this. So you better not be frail mentally going into – we could play very, very well and have a handful of losses going into the conference season. It could happen. We're not frail. It'll be okay. It'll be a lot of fun. I don't know, that week that we're playing Notre Dame and Ohio State in the same week, you might ask me that same question and I might snap your head off, but it'll be a lot of fun. I'm having fun out there regardless of how it looks.
Coach,